Now then, let's hear from Ed Pratt. This is the man who has unicycled around the world. He's been all over the place, starting in Britain and ending up, going across Asia on a unicycle. He's crossed America. He's now made his way back to the UK. He's got to Edinburgh. Hopefully they've given him a proper Scottish welcome there. Let's hear from him now. Here is Ed Pratt from Curry Rival. Well, first of all, Ed, welcome back to the UK. How does it feel to be back here?
Thank you very much. Oh, it's great. It's lovely to know that I've just got 500 miles of riding left until I'm home in Somerset.
Yeah, just the 500 miles on a unicycle. What could be easier than
that?
So how have things gone? I mean, you've crossed America on a unicycle. What was it like?
To be honest, America was one of the easier continents. Obviously, being able to speak the language helped. And the people there, you know, as much as the news may say differently, they're very, very friendly. Especially if you're doing something as mad as trying to cross the country on a unicycle. I met a lot of great people that took me in for, you know, dinner, breakfast, for the night. Just random meetings on the road. It was fantastic.
I'm sure you've got some really odd looks and questions as you're going around. What really stands out then? Is there a particular country or place that stands out from your journey so far?
I love cycling through China. I was there for 6 months, so it was definitely one of the bigger countries of this trip because it is just so massive. And in terms of finding places to camp, it was certainly a lot easier than most parts of the world. People seemed very accommodating when I sort of rolled up and say, "Hey, can I pitch my tent on your lawn, on your garden, on your bit of land?" I was never refused. Whereas some parts in the Western world, I have been.
Did you think when you started off that you would get this far? Because there must have been a bit of doubt in your mind that you'd be able to keep going for all that time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think yes. It was always about just the slow travel. So if something did break or if I felt ill, you know, something went wrong. And that happened a lot on this trip. I had a lot of bits of the bike break and I felt ill a few times. It was such an open-ended trip that it didn't really matter. I could take a couple of days off, just reset, a week off in some cases, and then just keep going when everything was a bit more sort of in place. So it's not like, so I'm staying with Mark Beaumont at the moment, it's not like his trip where he was trying to get around the world in 80 days and just pushing himself every single day physically. I'm just, you know, taking it slow, only doing no more than 50 miles a day, and just kind of enjoying what I'm seeing and the people I'm meeting. And if I meet people and they say, "Hey, at lunchtime, you want to come and sleep with us?" Then most of the times I just said, "Yeah." So I just did half a day and just called it a bat.
So laid back, I think it's brilliant. What's it going to be like coming back to normal life where you don't have to sit on a unicycle every day? You're going to have to get a job or something, Ed. How does that sound?
Yeah, I know. It's scary stuff, isn't it? I might have to do a second lap.
Laps. Love the idea of the laps of the world. Yeah. You're also raising a lot of money for the Somerset Charity School in a Bag, aren't you? Including one massive donation in the last few days. Just talk us about that. Now, how do you feel when you see those donations come in?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it's lovely that what I'm doing is helping to kind of raise the School in a Bag profile. I that's something I had no idea would really take off in the way that it has. Especially, yeah, this big donation recently from Texas, a guy called Brad. I stayed with him for a couple of days and he ended up donating $370,000, which dwarfed my $30,000 that I'd raised up until that point.
That guy just donated $370,000 in dollars.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, did he have his own oil rig or something in Texas?
Nah, he's certainly, yeah, wealthy, but obviously very, very generous. Yeah. And he'd ridden across America like 40 years ago on a unicycle. So that was where that connection was.
You're going to. Ed, lovely to catch up with you. Thank you so much. And good luck for the last 500 miles coming from Edinburgh to back to Somerset. We wish you all the best. Ed Pratt from Curry Rival near Langport, coming to the end of his incredible trip, unicycling around the world. Doesn't really sound real, does it? We're actually going to be